We're saving the very best for last with today's global hit, and I'm sure the band would agree their name is, in fact, The Very Best. The globally minded pop trio first gained some buzz on the internet. They posted online their remixes of songs by other artists. Here's their take on the song Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa by Vampire Weekend. Now, The Very Best has released their first album of original material. If it weren't for a chance encounter at a used clothing shop in the UK, The Very Best would never have gotten together. The band's made up of Frenchman Etienne Tron, Swede Johan Karlberg, and lead singer Isa Mwamwaya, who was the owner of the aforementioned clothing store. One day, Tron walked into Mwamwaya's shop, and they started talking. It turned out Mwamwaya is from Malawi. When he said he was a percussionist, Tron invited him to a party he and Karlberg were throwing. They'd been looking for an African percussionist for the band. Isa Mwamwaya picks up the story from there.
When I said I was a percussionist, he thought I was like an African traditional percussionist. He didn't know that I was like a normal drummer. But then I started singing with him, I mean, on the tracks.
And it's taken off from there. I mean, the mixtape gained a lot of buzz on the internet. And now The Warm Heart of Africa has also kind of been quite lively with buzz. When you finally listened to the finished product, what did you think about the music?
To me, it was kind of good because I feel like coming from like Africa, when I heard, you know, kind of work that they do, I feel like I was so much connected to it and related to it as well, depending on how they do their tracks, you know. I mean, I just had that kind of natural connection with them, you know, because of the way they do their music. Most of their music also has got some African influence in it as well.
I was actually surprised to go through the album and the track, the title track, Warm Heart of Africa, that features vocals from Ezra Koenig from Vampire Weekend. You're playing with an American who's inspired by African music. Were you with him in the studio when you laid down those tracks?
Yeah, we did it together in the studio.
And what was that like? I mean, here you're playing with this young American guy. You're 34. You're the authentic, you know, African singer. And here's a young guy who's kind of heard African music and kind of been moved by it. And you're bringing two different kind of spirits of African vocalization to the studio at the same time.
To me, it's more than I can explain. I mean, it just shows me that, you know, how possible it is. I mean, I was just surprised that, you know, somebody from Malawi, you know, being able to be here in USA, and somebody like an American to be interested in African of kind of music. To me, it's quite a very good sign, and I kind of like it so much. And I think he's not the only person. There's quite a few, you know, like American, you know, musicians who are also like interested in African kind of, you know, music. So it's a good thing. It's a positive thing to happen. You know, it's like it kind of bringing people together, you know, in music. Because like music is one of the instruments that, you know, people use to bring people together, to get together. Music is one of the like powerful instruments. So it's a very good thing to see that kind of thing. It's a very great experience for me.
So when you say it's a very good sign that you and Ezra can get together, you think it's a good sign that music is kind of doing what it's supposed to do?
It's just one of the examples, yeah, because I know this kind of thing happens every day anyway with some other artists as well. It's quite common now that, you know, people are like, they just have this kind of, you know, feeling that they need to know about what some other people do on the other side of the world, you see, which is a good thing. Like me, when I was in Malawi, I was so much exposed to American kind of music as well. So it's like we are giving each other, we are sharing. So that's a good thing.
Isa Mwamwaya of the band The Very Best. That's all for us today from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting innovative initiatives that save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.